How has 2020 affected you as an adult child of divorce? Today, we're going to be reflecting on how it's impacted you in this difficult year for most of us. And if we learn from the lessons of this year, we can go into the next year stronger and more secure in our faith. Thank you for joining me on episode 15 of the Heart in a Drawer podcast, where we explore the hurt, healing, and hope that we have as adult children of divorce. I started this podcast on September 15th, 2020. It is actually one of the bright spots in this difficult year. I think it was around 2010 when I had a dream, a vision, a hope of starting a writing and speaking ministry for children of divorce like myself. And finally, 10 years later, God has brought it to fruition in this year. And I'm so thankful for the opportunity to speak to you, into your heart and your mind, to help encourage you and strengthen your faith in this difficult journey. So I'd like to just ask you to take a couple moments to reflect in these areas. I'm going to name them off, and I'm going to provide a printable connected in the show notes to help you kind of journal this out. I think by keeping a journal, you can really learn a whole lot about yourself, about your responses, about your thoughts. And when you look back on it, you can see a ton of growth. I've been keeping journals since I was 10 years old, and so now I have a whole bookshelf full of them. And occasionally, I'll just go back and review what I've learned. I will review my entries for the past year, and it's always amazing that even if I can't see growth at the time, I can see it month to month or year to year. And that's what we're going to start doing today. And I suggest that you get any kind of journal you want. It can be a plain notebook. It could be a nicer journal. I started using this one today. I wanted to show you. It's called a one line a day journal. So this is for you listeners. I will put this in the show notes for my YouTube subscribers. You can see it here in the video. And it just gives you a little bit of space. Let me show you on the video here. It might be like an inch deep. So about 5 lines or so that you can record your thoughts every day, and then one single page displays 5 years at a time. So I like this format. It's the first time I've ever used it, because if you only have a couple minutes, you can jot something down. And this is priceless information for spiritual growth, for personal growth that you can track over time. And I think that you could even purchase a journal that is dedicated to your thoughts and your growth in this area as a child of divorce, and just record specifically those items surrounding that topic, because then you could really see a ton of growth in that area. So these are the areas I want you to think about where you may have been impacted as a child of divorce this year, or you could even go further back if you wanted to. Maybe your parents divorced just a couple years ago. Maybe it was 30 plus years ago, like it was for me. But you can learn, you can track your growth from when that originally happened to now, no matter how far removed you are from it. So how has your journey as an adult child of divorce affected you this year in the mental space, in the emotional space, in the physical space, in the social space, in the spiritual space? I think we can all look and see where we've been affected in those areas in 2020 in general, but I want you to zone in on how those areas have been affected, looking at the world through the eyes of a child of divorce, and whether you've experienced some more pain in those areas, whether you're healing, what kind of hope you've found in those areas, and what you would like to see moving forward. Like I said, I think I'm going to make a meatier printable than I normally do to kind of give you a basic format for journaling this so that you can start exploring these ideas yourself. And for several years now, I've taken a day at the end of the year to just reflect back on lessons that I've learned in all 12 months. What I do after doing that reflection is I praise God for whatever He's taught me in those months. And I can go think back over family gatherings or phone calls I had or Zoom calls I had and see the lessons that I learned in those times. So I hope this will be a fruitful exercise. And then I've got two more ways to guide you through this. One is I'm reading this book. I really just got started, but it is amazing. Just like anything that I've ever read, written by Stephen Arterburn, he's very wise and very gentle and encouraging. And this book is called Take Your Life Back. And the subtitle is How to Stop Letting the Past and Other People Control You. Perfect topic for us as adult children of divorce. So I'm really only about like 20 pages into it. But I came to a space in this book that I thought would be ideal for this discussion on reflecting on lessons. And as I get into more material, I think I'll cover more of this book in a podcast coming up in next year. But I just wanted to go over this with you. And this is in a heading called The Battle Between Our False Self and Our Real Self. It's a really good discussion. He goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden and how before Adam and Eve sinned, that they were perfectly real and true and whole in themselves. And then sin brought in that false self. He says, to review, here are some of the positive attributes of our real self. And I would like you to reflect on how you're doing in these areas and if you're experiencing any hangups in them due to being a child of divorce. So there's nine of these, and I'm going to list them in the show notes for you. And I'm going to walk through these quickly. And then I'm going to tell you the ones where I need to grow because I want to be as authentic as I can with you because I'm still working through my struggles as well. So again, positive attributes of our real self, the self that has no pretense, the self that doesn't have to wear a mask because it's free in Christ, okay? So number one is living authentically with no pretense. Number two is able to be spontaneous. Number three is caring for and loving others. Number four is in touch with one's own feelings. Number five is free to play and have fun. Number six is able to accept nurturing from others. Number seven is open and not defensive. Number eight is able to be vulnerable. Number nine is accepting of oneself. That's a lot. That's enough for a whole book. I think that's what they're going to get into here. Just quickly, I wanted to say, I made a note in here, areas where God is working in me. On the free to play and have fun. I am an Enneagram 1, so I'm a perfectionist. That's kind of my natural wiring. I'm the oldest daughter. I was born 30 years old, an old soul. But One of the things I read in The Road Back to You, a book about the Enneagram, which I highly recommend, is that ones tend to think they have to be responsible because if they aren't, then nobody will ever get anything accomplished. So they're the ones inside cleaning up the mess after a party when everybody else is still out by the bonfire having fun. And that's my story. But I'm looking at that. Why do I not feel free to play and have fun? Was it because I was worried about my parents being so different from me? I think my dad is a 7. I think my mom is a 2 or a 3. And I don't really feel like I ever was understood, being a highly sensitive person, being a very serious person. They're very fun-loving people. They're extroverted. I'm introverted. So I'm kind of exploring that concept right now. And why am I afraid to let loose and have fun? Another point that I'm looking at where God's working in me is able to accept nurturing from others. And I think I struggle with this because part of my story involves emotional abuse. And there are several ways that emotional abuse can manifest. And one of them is through neglect. And that's part of my story as a child. And so now it's difficult for me to accept nurturing from other people, I think, because that was a gap in my childhood. That happened especially once my parents divorced and then I was in a single parent home most of the time. So that's an area I'm looking at. And then the other one is able to be vulnerable. And I think I can see through my journals the last couple years, God has really been working in me in this area in how I relate to men. I have had a long-term fear of men due to a father wound from being a child of divorce. And God is really working on me in that area and helping me see how much I'm missing out on by having quality relationships with half of the human race. It's not okay for me to, you know, think of that in black and white terms, that all men are untrustworthy or out to get me. So I'm working on that. And so, like I said, I'm being very vulnerable with you today, and I'm going to list out these points and in the show notes so that you can kind of dig into them and pray over them and think about the areas where God is working in you. Okay, so that's one matrix I would like you to think about working through this year and reflecting about that and how those areas have been impacted in 2020 and how you'd like them to go in 2021 and beyond. Another thing I wanted to do is I know many of you have not necessarily been with me the whole time that I've been making this podcast. So I thought this would be a good time to review what I've talked about already so that if any of these areas are sticking points for you, that you could go back and listen to some of these episodes and dig in a little bit deeper in your reflection time. So in episode 1, I talk about the who, what, why, where, and when, and how of this podcast, kind of the whole reason that I started. And I also just kind of give a basic overview of my story as a child of divorce twice over, once at age 4 and again at age 22. So that's kind of the foundation for this podcast and what it's about. Episode 2 is about, it poses the question, what do you do with the photos of your parents' marriage? We all have them. We all have these photos of a relationship that's now broken. So what do you do with that? And how can they play into your healing process? And then episode 3 is about handling the fear of abandonment. And this is a big, big, big problem for us. All of us have this fear. It's kind of an automatic built-in response after our parents divorce, and we've got to get a handle on it because it affects our relationships with God and with our spouses, with our children, and our extended family, and probably everybody else in our life as well. Episode 4 is called What's Your Attachment Style? So this has been one I've gotten a lot of response on. It talks about your attachment style, and this is coming out of the dysfunction that is in a family that has been affected by divorce. And then the levels of emotional maturity that are in Pete Scazzaro's book are very interesting in helping you grow and also to see other people in your family in a more realistic way to adjust your expectations and deal with them in a healthy way. Episode 5 is about handling loneliness. We're in a loneliness epidemic, especially because of the pandemic and quarantine this year. But I'm talking about the loneliness that we all experience as children of divorce, and we have that loss of our family unit. And this is handling loneliness part 1 on episode 5, the negative ways that we tend to handle it. And then episode 6 is the positive ways that we can handle loneliness with God's help. And so those are 2 episodes. I had to break that into 2 because it's such a big topic for all of us. Episode 7 is about how to fight bitterness. Bitterness is when we let anger fester and then it develops into bitterness, which is poisonous to us. So it's about how to handle that in a proactive way. Episode 8 is how a marriage annulment causes very unique and specific pain for adult children of divorce. I don't know if this has affected you, but I think this is a worthy listen because I guarantee you there's someone in your life who has been affected by this man-made rule and is suffering because of it. So I hope you'll give it a listen just because it can expand your understanding. Episode 9, I featured Lisa Turkhurst's book that came out this year called Forgiving What You Can't Forget, and also the Forgiveness Journal that goes with it. And this is an amazing book. I am still kind of sipping from it. It's not one you just sit down and read through, but it is excellent, and I'm planning to go through the Forgiveness Journal in 2021. That's one of my goals. And episode 10 is about relational reset, and I feature a book that I've read through at least 2 times and I turn back to during the holidays because it kind of helps me build my strength up. That's the first episode in a holiday-themed series of how to get through the holidays as a child of divorce. Episode 11 is about how to recognize and handle trauma at the holidays, and I talk about trauma triggers and how you can recognize those and handle them in a healthier way. Episode 12 is talking about the difference between being hurt and offended and how that fits into a holiday perspective and how we can kind of put things through those filters so we can get a better handle on our thoughts and emotions when we're going to be around our extended family. So episode 13 is about trying to have a drama-free Christmas with our extended family. There's a wonderful book. Again, it's one that I like to turn back to every December to read through and get a handle on self-control so that I can go into the holidays with greater peace. And I share part of that with you. And then episode 14 features my devotion for Proverbs 31 Ministries about praying for your family members and kind of the why behind that. Why do we need to pray? Why do we need to pray for people who hurt us? And why do we need to do this at Christmas time? So these episodes can help you heal and grow in these specific areas. And I just wanted to also kind of give you a preview of what I'm going to be doing in the new year. So January's episodes, we're going to focus on personal growth. Probably going to do some more of these points in Take Your Life Back and some other excellent Christian living books that I've read. And then February, we're going to talk about how your parents' divorce affects your marriage. I think that's a good time of year to talk about your marriage. Valentine's Day coming up, everybody's interested in that, and I want to talk about that topic in February's episodes. And in March, we're going to talk about how it affects your parenting. So that's kind of a mini preview of what's coming up, and I hope that you will subscribe and keep listening because I've got some good content for you. So before I close out, I just want to remind you to go to the show notes because I'm going to have a very meaty printable for you to help you review this year and dig into these points that I mentioned today. Also, I would just ask that if you've gained any value out of listening to my podcast, would you consider joining my rewards program? I list that on the show notes, and a donation of any amount will get you an exclusive teaching with me. And I would just love if you would consider that at this time, at the end of the year, when you're thinking about giving. So let me pray over you. And just as a quick reminder too, I am honored to accept your prayer requests. And I have a link on the show notes that you can send me a confidential request. And it would be my honor and privilege to pray for you in your healing process. So let's pray. Father God, I just thank you and praise you for bringing my brothers and sisters in Christ to this space because they're seeking healing in this area of deep hurts. And maybe they're not even ready to talk about this with anyone else yet, but they're willing to listen, Lord. And I know that you will bless them because of that. And I pray you would help them, Holy Spirit, bring things to mind, lessons that they've learned this year and how they've been impacted in these different areas and how they want to grow and how they want to heal and change and follow you in the new year, Lord, in a new and healing path. And I pray that you would give them a healing balm in their hearts. And we know that you are the great physician, not only for our physical ailments, but for our emotional hurts and our spiritual pain, Lord, and you're willing to help us heal from all these hurts. And I know that you will do this for the ones listening as much as you have done that for me. And so I pray that you would give them the peace that passes all understanding, that would guard their hearts and minds in Jesus as they work toward healing from these hurts. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me. It's been a pleasure to minister to you in this area, and I look forward to ministering to you in 2021 as well. See you then.